Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As usual, my mind is flooded with what to discuss. So many topics, some are hotter than others, but other topics may be more deeper and meaningful in the long run. They may be more analogous to what we're going through. They may have a bigger significance in how you go about your daily life, and specifically how you go about, I don't want to say defending yourself, because there's nothing to defend, but promoting conservatism. Making people understand that, you know, we're not trying to be right and wrong. It's funny, when I was, before I met Melissa, I would think about arguments in terms of winning and losing. And she would say to me, we're not trying to win or lose in an argument. We're trying to understand each other. And as a kid growing up, losing his mom, having zero count, I mean, no count, I mean, I did, I had counseling before I met her, but I'm just saying, having no, even with counseling, not having a complete understanding of how things work, for me, everything was sort of life or death, win or lose. And you don't solve problems that way. You don't solve problems looking to be, I won this argument, woo, look at you, na 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 na, ha ha ha, you know, it's not the way you don't stay in relationships long if that's your attitude about them. And it's not about compromise either. It's about understanding. And I think that's a critical word in this, because sometimes we do feel like, okay, I've compromised. Well, maybe you did. There are times when you do compromise. That's okay. But then there are times when you just need to understand that, as the old saying goes, agree to disagree. But it's not even agree to disagree. It's agree to understand, to say, okay, that's your perspective. Man, I'm going to tell you, that I wouldn't call it life-changing for me, but it certainly preserved a lot of things, because I didn't see things that way. For me, it was win or lose. Winner take all. Ooh. And I think many people can relate to what I'm talking about. Who am I, by the way? I'm Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network Show. The Kevin Jackson Show is part of the Kevin Jackson Network, I guess would be the best way to put it. And I'm glad you guys are listening, paying attention. I'm glad you're plugged in, because you have other things to do and you have to make the decision of where you're going to spend your time. And you know what? It's funny, as I do these types of segments, I ask myself, what am I trying to convey here? What should you leave with? You should leave with some further understanding of yourself when you're done listening to this program. No matter what segment I produce, I'm looking at, okay, great. So there was a piece of news about blankety blank. Okay, great, but what is the underlying meaning of that, and how do you take something out of it? That is the tricky part of what I do. If it's straight entertainment, you know, you're reporting on Taylor Swift, which I learned she's madly popular. There are countries who are trying to book her. Canada wants to get her. Some country, I think in the Middle East, They booked her exclusive. No, it was Singapore in Asia. They booked her exclusively so she couldn't do other parts of Asia, so they could bring in the people into Singapore. And they claim that she's going to generate billions of dollars, or, you know, in their currency. I love Singapore, by the way. And that's something Singapore would do. Singapore wants to be number one. Little bitty country, island country, which says, we're number one. I will tell you, this is a true story. So I flew Sing Air the first time I ever flew to China. I flew Singapore Air. And the minute I got on that plane, it was night and day. I was in what would be what I call third class on that plane. And I didn't know it. I thought I was in first class. When they brought me a menu and brought me a mimosa, I was like, I think I'm in the wrong seat. And they go, no, sir. You're in the right seat. And so they had my class, business class, and raffles. There was one other class below me. I don't know what it was. But they have raffles, business class, and our company had just started not allowing us to fly business class. So I sat in this seat. This seat was the size of a baby, of a, what do they call it? A lazy boy. It was huge. And it went back like a seat in first class. There were only two seats in the row. I sat next to a really cool little Muslim guy. He was the nicest guy, young guy, and very, very respectful. Anyway, we had our own little movie thing and everything. It was first class. And I wish everybody could experience that, to go, are you serious, Kevin? It was. So I land. I get to Singapore, and a cabbie picks me up. And he said, he spoke English. He said, you visiting our country? I was like, yeah, Singapore number one. And we're cruising around the island. And I'm not exaggerating this. He was essentially a tour guide. The cabbies are like tour guides. They don't just take you around. They go, well, this is what we're doing here. This is building. Well, we're building over here. And he's explaining what's going on. Singapore wants to be number one. You let me know if I'm good for you. You know, if I'm good to cab driver for you. I want to be number one. I was like, wow. You get to the hotel. It's over the top. And not in a bad way. Just them letting you know, we want to make sure you are in, we're servicing you. Please let us know. Is there anything you want to do while you're here? I said, yeah, I heard I could get some suits made. How long are you going to be in town? You know, and I did. I got some jackets made. Point is, very prideful people. Let me get back to what I was going to say, though. All this news, I just hit on Taylor Swift. I didn't know that about her, but Singapore wants to wrap her up. But you just think about everything that we have to do. It's difficult to balance it all. I mean, even this segment, I'm thinking, I didn't even think I was going to be talking about Taylor Swift. But she's that popular, I guess. Not to me. I always think, okay, she pretty words. She makes words come out of her mouth very pretty and very melodically. But is she that big of a deal? Yeah. From an entertainment perspective, yes. Who's our big deal? I'd like to know. Right now, it's Spreely. We're looking at talent. And I said to Terry, we have to make somebody a big deal. We have to make people a big deal. I'm glad you guys are listening, but who determines that? Guess it's all God's plan. Tim Pool came out of nowhere. People say, well, Kevin, it's because he's kind of on the left and on the right. Okay, we can all discuss issues from the left and the right. I personally think I'm as interesting as anybody out there. I'm not bragging about that. I believe it. I know I would listen to me. But what makes that happen? Anyway, we're being bombarded, and the Bible foretold of this, that we would simply not have enough ability or time to take it all in as the end of times approach. And I think sometimes it's a test of our ability to know what's important. What's important to you? I believe God, country, family, friends, your job. But what else is important? What are you willing to fight for? We'll answer that when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn rewards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In the second hour, I'm going to discuss the many problems Democrats have, and you're not going to want to miss it, because I'm going to show you why they are so worried and why they have every reason to be worried. And part of it is, and I don't have an agenda to expose them. I have an agenda that I get up, we start looking at the news, and I get outraged as me and my producers, we start prepping for the show. We look over headlines, and you see the games being played by the media, by politicians, by the entertainment industry, by academia, and there's so much. It would be different if it was just little doses, but it's not. There's not an area, there's not a segment of what we study that you don't look at it and go, come on, really? You want to try to sell this? For example, right now, the idea that Joe Biden's not old. If Joe Biden cut a commercial and he essentially says, hey, look, I'm not as young as I used to be. Well, no crap, Sherlock. Where'd you park the squad car? That's what we used to say. I mean, we know you're old.
But you're not just old. He's old and he's feeble and he makes bad decisions and he's corrupt and a host of other things. But they want to sell him as, oh, he's just a good old guy. You know, and yeah, we'll play the commercial. I'm sure you've seen it by now. But it's just lies. Joe Biden is the big guy. He's a lie. His son is a crook. But boy, to look at the news, you would think in this time where we have all the potential stuff that's going on with Hunter Biden, and it would be dominating the news cycle. I dare you. Look it up. You got to dig to find out about Hunter Biden. He's being subpoenaed by Congress, testifying. We've already got a lot of the testimony. And while this is going on, Joe Biden saying, let's send more money to Ukraine. I've learned that our debt to China is increasing. China is buying more and more property in the United States. It's making a bigger impact in the United States with spies and infiltrating businesses and so on. And everybody's going, do-do-do-do-do, you know, let's whistle while we work. It's insanity. And you say to yourself, why aren't we, you know, where is the oversight? Where is government to step in and go, wait a minute, hold on a second. Now, some places are. For example, in Florida, they're saying China can't buy land in Florida. Well, that may be okay, Florida, but you may end up like Israel, where it's bought everything around you. And they start lobbing missiles at Florida. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. There's a lot, folks. We live in a time of plenty, though, don't we? In many respects, a time of plenty. There's more availability of food. There are fewer food producers, but there's more availability of food than at any time in human history. We know how to farm, raise stuff, and while we can feed more, you know, people throughout history, we have the biggest complaints of how we're doing it. And you don't misunderstand me. I don't want doped up products, you know, but let's face it, a lot of the science that's gone into farming allows us to feed the world. A lot of the what people would call inhumane treatment of animals, God gave us the beast of the world, but people will complain about that. And I'm not moralizing one way or the other. Fine. You don't like the way they raise pigs or raise veal or whatever. Fine. But we can feed the world. Why don't we? What's our problem? We have choices in everything. Have food. Pick a restaurant. When I was growing up, we had Leo's Drive-In. We had a barbecue joint. I'm trying to think of, there was probably a restaurant in town somewhere. I don't remember. I don't think there were, in a town of almost 6,000 people, I honestly can't remember how many restaurants. We didn't eat out. I know the barbecue joint. We used to go there a couple times. And I'm sure there was a couple of other places, but Leo's Drive-In is the one that sticks out in my mind, burgers and that kind of stuff. I'm sure there were places, other places to eat. Maybe some of my friends can remind me that listen to the program. But nowadays, you can't throw a rock without hitting 20 establishments within 3 blocks of you. If you live anywhere, you live in a suburb, let me tell you what will be there. There'll be a Subway, there'll be a Taco Bell, there'll be a Dunkin' Donuts, there'll be some Chinese restaurant, there'll be a regular restaurant, there'll be a breakfast place. Then at the grocery store, they'll have a hot selection, etc. There'll be 2 restaurants, at least 1 Italian, there'll be a barbecue joint. I'm giving you what's around my neighborhood. There's a Chinese place. Sushi place, even though they sell sushi in the grocery store now, and it's not bad sushi, it's not truck driver sushi. I could go on. We have many choices. Don't even expand it more than 3 blocks, because then I've got another 20 more to choose from. We live in a time of plenty. Choices in everything. TV. I grew up 2.5 channels. 3 channels, 1 would come in sketchy. And the fun thing for us was to put it on UHF and watch a signal kind of fuzz in and out and wonder, what is that? It was like we're looking for UFOs. We were like, oh, will it come in or will it not? We got cable that had like 25 channels with a box you had to push a button on, click, 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 click. And we thought we were in heaven. Now, on your phone, you have unlimited TV. Remember when radio, you dialed in, You know, you get it. Remember, and then they made it to where you could actually program the station in. Wow, what a great revolutionary thing. And now you got internet radio that gives you stations from all over the world, unlimited radio in any language you want. Even now with satellite radio, how many stations can you get? What's your Sirius thing do? 180 channels of everything, sports, religion, foreign language stuff, Broadway, you name it, right? We have how many methods to communicate? I mean, Snapchat, VidChat, DishChat, BlapChat, Zoom, Microsoft WebEx. It makes Dick Tracy look like he was in the Dark Ages. And I remember the Dick Tracy watch. I remember thinking, ooh, that'll be so cool. We'll be living on the moon by then. We all have a watch on our arm that we can communicate with. You have a phone. You pick it up, and there's grandma right there. There's the new baby. There's the new nephew. There's the, ooh, you guys are where? You're in Singapore? Check it out. Yeah, ooh. You can live vicariously through your friends and never go anywhere. All available to us. And you know what's most available? Information. At our fingertips, a world of information. So much, it's too much. That's the problem. These distractions. So what is important to you? I mean, that's what we got to discern every day. And the reason why I'm even talking about this is because I want you to understand how it's being manipulated. These distractions, all these things that in the end, if somebody's not helping you make sense of it and understand why is it happening, who knows? Fonnie Willis is a good example. E. Jean Carroll, Letitia James, Jack Smith, all these people going after you by way of Donald Trump. But we got all these other distractions. Our freedom being stolen because we're willing to go look over there.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. It would at least appear Pope Francis believes Ukraine should give up its war effort and come to the peace table with Russia. Some Ukrainian officials are expressing outrage at the pontiff. In a recent interview with Swiss media, the Pope said, "When one sees that they are defeated, they should have the courage to negotiate under the white flag." A Ukrainian ambassador rejected the Pope's words, saying the national Ukrainian flag will remain the only banner flying for his country. There's a new term being floated in Congress with regard to suspect individuals crossing the southern U.S. border and potentially bringing trouble. Oklahoma Republican James Lankford explains what a special interest alien is.
A non-U.S. person who, based on analysis of travel patterns, potentially poses a national security risk.
That was during a hearing Monday where lawmakers grilled the head of the FBI over issues with border security. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Women's rights are a critical issue. How women are treated in the country and the world is a critical issue. And you know what the left does? They demean it. They belittle it. They use it for political power. They don't care what's really happening to women around the world. They pretend to. They form movements around it. Me too! How dare these executives bring us in, allow us to sex them up. We then get our movie deals. We do what we want to do. And then when we're too old, they throw us out. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So I hope you, if you're enjoying the show and you want to do more and support us, we have a couple things going on. One, 500 warriors. Looking for 500 folks that will give us 500 bucks a month. 500 of y'all give us 500 a month. That would be cool. 500 people to do 20 bucks a month recurring, $10,000, and you can fund this show forever. That's all it takes. All the production, all the things that goes on here, that's all it takes. And we'll grow it from there because we believe that we can take that, like God says, and we can grow it. We can expand it to such a degree because what the left does is they make sure you cannot monetize if you say the truth. If I were to come on this radio show and go, you know, the election was not stolen and Donald Trump is a terrible man, I'd be making millions. I'd be out here throwing money up, making it rain in the studio. We would have making it rain day because it would be easy. But it's not easy when you're trying to speak the truth. And I'm going to keep a smile on my face no matter what. You know, no matter what strife we may be going through and no matter what we get dealt here. Now, that being said, I'm not going to be stupid about it. I'm going to make a living for my family. And I've been doing this radio show for years and I haven't worried about the money. I've always believed that it's whatever is supposed to happen will happen. Just keep doing it. So that's what we do. But if you do want to be one of our warriors and support the effort, we appreciate it. We've got quite a few people that do it, that are part of our, you know, our network and, you know, donate and give. We love them. I love them. I talk to them. We communicate all the time. So I hope you'll look at that and then go to the website, the Kevin Jackson Network. Check it out. Look at all the things that we're involved in. The charitable war. We got a project we're getting ready to do where a woman, I'll give you a little advance notice. So this lady had a double mastectomy and her husband couldn't look at her. So one of my friends who did an interview with me, she's an artist, so she does these Betty Boop type pinup things. I don't know what she calls it. And she did a thing for this lady as a tribute to, and you know, made her, took her back to her youth and painted her, you know, like in a Betty Boop type fashion. Beautiful. It was really cool. And of course, the lady was just overjoyed, and she's going to donate it. You know, she donated to her. And I said, you know what? We could probably do a lot of that. Maybe we get with Susan B. Komen, which I'm not crazy about the organization in and of itself, but what they do, I think, is important. Because some women do see themselves as part of that feminine, you know, as their breast is part of their femininity, which it is. I mean, to some degree, obviously. And so I said we would get together and we would fund some of these art, this art that she does for these women. She said, I'll do it at cost. So we're in the process of putting that together. But it was all because I had a conversation with her. And she said, oh, I had a terrible story. This lady, you know, her husband just couldn't look at her. And she felt so bad. And I thought, no woman should feel like that. That's what conservatives do. We look at a, we go, you know what? Look, I'm not going to tell you we're boiling the ocean. I can't help every woman that had a mastectomy or whatever or was made to feel bad by a man. But we can help a few of them. And I think it's our responsibility when you hear these stories to reach out and do what you can. That's what we're doing. That's the type of stuff that we do. And I have a couple of my benefactors, they'll say to me, Kevin, you know, I want to do, why can't we do more? And I go, look, I don't know the answer to that, but here's what I do know. Every dollar that you give us, we do something with it positively, whether it's sending Joel to Hillsdale or whatever. But if, so what? We've only sent one kid into Hillsdale of these at-risk kids that we profile. You know how many Larry Arndt, the president of Hillsdale, thought we could get? He told us it would take 1,000 kids before they found one. Well, we found one out of six. And we've done our job. So it's a little bit that counts. It isn't. Who knows what it'll be a year from now, 10 years from now, but we got to start. So that's what we do. Let me get back to this. So speaking of women's issues, we've got E. Jean Carroll, who is a kook. And look, I know a kook when I see a kook, just like I know a skank when I see a skank. And I'm going to, here's a clip of E. Jean Carroll. I'm sure you've heard it, but it just as a reminder of how crazy this woman is. And Anderson Cooper in this interview, I got to wonder, when they cut to break, he had to be talking to his producers saying, what in the heck do you have me, who do you have me talking to?
Violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
That clip by itself is all Donald Trump should have needed to get out of that, out of this stupid thing that they've got him in. That clip alone. Anderson Cooper's sitting there going, at the end he goes, you can tell he's going, okay, we're going to take a short break and let me figure out a way out of this. That's the person who sued Donald Trump, that the left believes they can pass off as Donald Trump raped her, the lady that says rape is sexy. It's just, isn't it? Isn't that the way everybody thinks of it? That's how crazy our world has gotten. Nancy Mace was interviewed by George Stephanopoulos, and she was outraged at him. And she gave, this was a clinic in many ways on how you interview, how you debate somebody on a topic, and you put the left on tilt. I want to play it, and if necessary, we'll talk about it in the second part. But not because of the content so much, but because of the methodology she used in this debate. It was I won't call it masterful, but it was very good what she did to Stephanopoulos. And here's the thing. If you see his face while she's doing it, you watch him go from interviewer to prey. She becomes the predator. And his face turns to prey. Here's the interview.
Yes, this morning. And you've endorsed Donald Trump for president. Mm-hmm. Judges and two separate juries have found him liable for rape and for defaming the victim of that rape. How do you square your endorsement of Donald Trump with the testimony we just saw?
Now I want to stop here just to kind of explain a debate tactic. So George Stephanopoulos, I get it out. He's setting it up. He's already told her, you've endorsed this guy that people are calling a rapist. That's what he's essentially saying. You're a woman who's endorsed a rapist. He's been considered liable for rape. And how do you reconcile yourself as a woman with this particular thing? So he set her up to feel bad about her choice. And I'm going to tell you, this is a lesson to be learned, because everything that you do, if you support Trump, that's the way they set you up. If you go out, you have a Trump hat on, bumper sticker, whatever, somebody sees it, the idea is you're bad. That's why I tell you it takes guts to wear our gear, which is Trump gear. And I've made this gear for a reason, because you should be proud to go out and talk about and give your for me, if I see somebody wearing a Biden hat, you know what? They might as well put a hat on that says I'm stupid. So if you feel the same way about Trump, I'm fine. I'm going to wear mine. By the way, I've never seen anyone in a Biden hat. Never. I've seen many people in MAGA hats. Many. I've never seen a Biden hat. I've seen a bumper sticker or something like that. Anyway, going back to this, Stephanopoulos sets it up the same way leftists set it up. I'm smart, you're stupid. I'm the good guy, you're the bad guy. And Nancy Mace does exactly what she's supposed to do. I'm going to let you hear the first part of her answer, then we're going to, on the other side of the break, we'll talk about the entirety of this. It is worth a listen, I promise you.
Well, I will tell you, I was raped at the age of 16, and any rape victim will tell you, I've lived for 30 years with an incredible amount of shame over being raped. I didn't come forward because of that judgment and shame that I felt. And it's a shame that you will never feel, George, and I'm not going to sit here on your show and be asked a question meant to shame me about another potential rape victim. I'm not going to do that.
It's actually not about shaming you. It's a question about Donald
Trump. No, you are shaming
me. You've endorsed Donald Trump for president.
Right.
Donald Trump has been found liable for rape by a jury. Donald Trump has been found liable for defaming the victim of that rape by a jury. It's been affirmed by a judge.
It was not a criminal court case, number one. Number two, I live with shame. And you're asking me a question about my political choices, trying to shame me as a rape victim, and I find it disgusting. And quite frankly, E. Jean Carroll's comments, when she did get the judgment, joking about what she was going to buy, it makes it harder for women to come forward when they make a mockery out of rape.
It's a great way to do it. She pivoted. She pivoted away from Trump and to the real issue, and she did it in a clever way, because now she's not only impugning George Stephanopoulos, she's impugning E. Jean Carroll. And she's and when we get to it on the other side, we'll make a lot more sense of it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Thor, I don't remember ever meeting her, and it's a nutcase. You now get sued not just for sexual assault, but for defaming me because you called me a kook. You're not allowed. See, what the law is basically saying is you can say, I deny those claims. It did not happen. I did not rape anybody. But if you say, this person's a lunatic, she's making this whole story up, that's defamation that could potentially cost you almost $100 million. So that's what just happened to Donald Trump.
Would you consider bringing a rape charge against Donald Trump for this? Why not?
I would find it disrespectful to the women who are down on the border who are being raped around the clock down there. But for the women down there, and for the women, actually, around the world.
And it was all fairly playful.
Oh, it was charming. It was exciting. Remember what Donald Trump was like in 95, 96. On the counter were these fancy lingerie boxes that they used to have back in the 90s.
Yeah.
You wore lingerie in the 90s, I'll bet, Joy. But he didn't suggest it. He shouted it.
He shouted
lingerie.
It.
Lingerie. He may have shouted underwear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Were you scared? Were you angry?
I was too panicked to be scared.
Too panicked to be scared. Okay.
Totally, and I put my life on the line.
Do you think that you're going... Well, hold on a second. What do you mean you put your life on the line?
Well, people have told me I have to be careful.
You've gotten death threats.
I am not looking at death threats. I have the idea that I'm going to make him put it on over his pants. That was my idea.
Mm-hmm.
You see how funny that would be to make him put that on?
Yeah. I guess my question is... Could there be any DNA on
there? I have no idea. I do not know if the president ejaculated. Have no idea. Lawrence, I wish I had said, I'll tell you my age if you show me your tax returns.
Yeah, it would have been helpful.
Well, so I'm holding my handbag like this. The only reason I know I'm holding my handbag is because I discovered it in my hand when I got to the street.
The statement that he said, which he's just made, which is, she's not my type, number one, that was the number one thing.
I love that I'm not his type. I'm an archer. I have bows and arrows, you know. Fine. I think there's just two... Never mind.
I think most people think of rape as a... I mean, it is a violent assault. It is not
I think most
sexual.
People think of rape as being sexy. Mm.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
Mm. We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
I call that clip the E. Jean Carroll montage of crazy. Anyway, let's finish playing the rest of that Megyn Kelly clip. We'll come back in with Nancy Mace, finish talking about this topic. One of the distractions, but it's a legitimate one for us to be discussing. This is a distraction from the real victims that are out there. The women that we... is conservative men, and I'm speaking to the men of that listen to my program, that we in the conservative, as conservative men and in the conservative movement, we want to protect these women. We want to protect our daughters, our sisters, our mothers, our aunts. We do understand what a woman is.
I've never seen somebody so happy to have allegedly been raped.
I had such great ideas for all the good I'm going to do with this money. First thing, Rachel... You and I are going to go shopping. We're going to get completely new wardrobes, new shoes, motorcycle for Crowley, new fishing rod for Robbie. Rachel, what do you want? Penthouse? It's yours,
nothing.
Rachel. Penthouse and France? You want France?
She is giggling on every single show about her alleged rape and how people think rape is sexy. And she didn't really think she was raped. And anyway, they came up with this really good idea to go after Donald Trump because he's a terrible man and he changed the abortion laws and, you know, we really have to get him. And, yeah, you know, I have all my money and I'm going to take Rachel Maddow to France and we're going to work on women's rights, which basically, as far as I can tell, means just the ability to kill your unborn child. And the woman next to her, who was her lawyer for the whole thing, she's going to help her because she's also a women's right advocate.
We got all this information, all this stuff that's available to us, and we can't convince the left of how silly they are. We can't convince them that this woman is indeed a kook. We can allow the justice system to attack a man with this as the evidence? Unbelievable. Anyway, I want to go back to how Nancy Mace handled Stephanopoulos because that's what we need to be focused on. This is a woman who is, she's taking all these different things and putting it into the same thing. And it may seem convoluted to some, but I think it's not, I wouldn't go brilliant, but it's certainly really good because Stephanopoulos wants to attack you by way of E. Jean Carroll. He wants to take a kook and attack us. And we're supposed to go, well, I mean, how could Derek and I defend Donald Trump when in fact he raped this kooky woman? Here's Nancy Mace taking him apart.
Yes, this morning, And you've endorsed Donald Trump for president. Mm-hmm. Judges and two separate juries have found him liable for rape and for defaming the victim of that rape. How do you square your endorsement of Donald Trump with the testimony we just saw?
Well, I will tell you, I was raped at the age of 16. And any rape victim will tell you, I've lived for 30 years with an incredible amount of shame over being raped. I didn't come forward because of that judgment and shame that I felt. And it's a shame that you will never feel, George. And I'm not going to sit here on your show and be asked a question meant to shame me about another potential rape victim. I'm not going to do that.
It's actually not about shaming you. It's a question about Donald
Trump. No, you
Trump.
Are shaming
You've
me.
You've endorsed Donald Trump for president.
Right.
Donald Trump has been found liable for rape by a jury. Donald Trump has been found liable for defaming the victim of that rape by a jury. It's been affirmed by a judge.
It was not a criminal court case, number one. Number two, I live with shame. And you're asking me a question about my political choices, trying to shame me as a rape victim, and I find it disgusting. And quite frankly, E. Jean Carroll's comments when she did get the judgment, joking about what she was going to buy, it makes it harder for women to come forward when they make a mockery out of rape, when they joke about it.
Doesn't it make it harder for women to come forward when they
It makes it harder when other women joke about it, and she's joked about it. I find it offensive. And I also find it offensive that you're trying to shame me with this question.
I'm not trying to shame
you. You are.
Well, in fact,
I have dealt with this for 30 years. You know how hard it was to tell my story 5 years ago when they were doing a fetal heartbeat bill and there were no exceptions for rape, incest, rape or incest in there? I had to tell my story because no other woman was coming forward.
I'm just asking.
No rape victims were represented. And you're trying to shame me this morning.
I'm just asking.
And I find it offensive. And this is why women won't come forward.
Women won't come forward because they're defamed by those who perpetrate rape.
They are judged and they're shamed, and you're trying to shame me this morning.
I think
it's disgusting.
I'm not shaming you at all.
I told my story. It took me 25 years to tell my story. I was judged for it. I still get judged for it today.
I'm asking you a very simple question.
You want to know who really should be ashamed? George Stephanopoulos. Number one, Trump was not found liable for rape. He was found liable for sexual abuse. And here's what George Stephanopoulos and all the other leftists know. Donald Trump is a phantom in all of this. He doesn't exist. It is a lie. What they're selling is a lie. And the way that he goes about it is to say, how do you defend this rapist? And what she should have said is, how do you defend a kook who you know did not get raped? That's the real issue here. How do you defend your lie? What you have been told is spoke, and you know when that Stephanopoulos goes, well, this has been found liable by a jury, it was affirmed by a judge. So that's it, because we know our legal system. It's impervious to lies. This is what we played a clip of her where they said, well, why don't you prosecute? I don't want to prosecute because of all the women being raped on the border. What's that got to do with her? Zero. You want to know what it has to do with her? She knows Donald Trump didn't do it. They've even found the Law and Order clip where that practically, which is one of her favorite shows, that practically is the identical thing that she says. And of course, we've played the clips of her because she's as nutty as nutter than squirrel turds, as my hillbilly friends would say. And still, they try to make this about us. If George Stephanopoulos can get that woman to say, I really shouldn't have endorsed Donald Trump because he's a rapist. She's endorsed Donald Trump because she knows that E. Jean Carroll is a liar, and she finally kind of says it. She says it. This is the type. That's why I'm telling you the story is bigger than what it is. It's an interview with Nancy Mace. She came out and said, George Stephanopoulos tried to shame me. No, George Stephanopoulos tried to condemn the entirety of the people that support Donald Trump by saying, you're supporting a rapist. When in fact, he's supporting the Jussie Smollett of rape. That's what he's supporting. That's what everybody who's standing behind E. Jean Carroll, giggling with her as she talks about shopping with Trump's money. And the women, the real women, conservative women are calling her out saying, I don't know rape personally. I mean, I certainly haven't experienced it. But I can tell you this, I don't think if you were raped, that would be your reaction. I can't speak for women in it, but I've heard women say it. This was more than about shaming Nancy Mace. It was about shaming Trump voters, Trump supporters.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.